What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take this morning's look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. Panama registers 2,086 active cases of COVID-19, and in the last 24 hours, this was after the health authorities confirmed 136 new infections. The 136 new cases were confirmed after the application of 3,406 tests, and the positivity was returned of 4%. The ministry also reports a death due to the new coronavirus for a cumulative total now of 8,177 since the pandemic arrived in the country, and a lethality of 1.1% is reflected. Of the 2,086 active cases, it is specified that there are 2,001 in home isolation, at home there are 1,988, and in the so-called hospital hotels there are 13. Those hospitalised, well, we have 77 patients in the wards, and we have 8 in the intensive care units. The plenary of the magistrates of the Tribunal Electoral rejected an appeal filed by the Realising Goals Party, which requested to modify its calendar of the internal election of the Board of Directors at the Executive Secretariats of Youth and Women, which were scheduled for the 24th of April. The sentence of the plenary session indicated that the reasons on which the party based its requests can be corrected in the development of the electoral calendar, since there is enough time to execute the tasks that have not yet been completed. The legal basis for the decision is found in Articles number 102 and 595 of the Electoral Code. The group requested the extension according to the Tribunal Electoral, arguing that it has not been able to comply with the electoral calendar due to the difficulties in appointing electoral corporations, due to a delay in appointing payroll table observers that do not have a post-electoral subsidy, and that organising elections with the new provisions is very difficult. The extension request was initially rejected by the National Director of the Electoral Organization, Osman Valdez, and the plenary session of the institution, under the presentation of Judge Heriberto Arruz, confirmed the decision by resolving the appeal, noting that the group's Elections Commission presented electoral rules and schedule. Article number 260 of the Electoral Code says that the jurisdiction comes into force from the beginning of the campaign period and until the last proclamation of the event is executed. In a resolution dated the 22nd of March, Magistrates Heriberto Arruz and Alfredo Junca decided to maintain the electoral jurisdiction of the former president. Junca and Arruz argued that he is protected by the speciality principle, and consequently this prevents his prosecution in the new business and Odebrecht cases. The first liquidator court of criminal cases summoned to trial the former director of the National Security Council, the CSN, Gustavo Perez, and the former director of the extinct National Aid Programme, the PAN, Giacomo Tamborelli. This is for the alleged commission of the crime of embezzlement in the investigation carried out for the loss of a surveillance machine. The court also granted a provisional dismissal in favour of former CSN head Alejandro Garus, this after the public ministry did not file an accusation against him. The information is contained in Edict No. 287 posted at the court's headquarters last Friday, the 8th of April, in which the parties are notified of the court's decision. The edict sets the trial for next September the 28th. As an alternate date, the 31st of October was chosen. The court also declared in absentia and ordered the charging of former members of the CSN, Rodi Rodriguez and William Petit, both also required by the case of wiretapping or espionage and illegal monitoring. Both Rodriguez and Petit never appeared at the trial, followed by Perez and Garus for the illegal wiretapping that culminated in a conviction for the latter two. In the case of the wiretapping, Perez and Garus filed an appeal before the Criminal Chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice against the sentence of the 16th Criminal Court of January the 3rd of 2019, which sentenced them to 50 months in prison. The espionage equipment was acquired from an Israeli company, the NSO Group, in 2012 joined the presidential administration of Riccardo Martinelli for the amount of nearly $13 million through PAN funds, today the Social Assistance Directorate, the DAS. The investigation began as a result of a complaint filed by the former head of the CSN, Rolando Lopez, during the administration of former President Juan Carlos Varela. During a hearing of the wiretapping case, several members of the CSN claimed to have observed equipment dedicated to wiretapping in the CSN facilities. Some CSN officials alleged that some of the equipment used for wiretapping was removed from the Quarry Heights facility. Well, Israel's NSO group and its Pegasus software have been in the headlines since at least 2016, when investigative groups accused it of helping spying on a dissident in the United Arab Emirates. The controversial legal topic of paid leave, which allowed some local authorities to have two salaries from the state, is unconstitutional because it represents a jurisdiction or a privilege. This was unanimously determined by the plenary session of the Supreme Court of Justice, which settled the debate that in recent months has had as protagonists not only local authorities but also the deputies of the National Assembly and the Comptroller General's Office of the Republic, whose function is to monitor the proper use of public funds. The ruling, which responds to a claim of unconstitutionality filed in September of 2021, is dated the 14th of March of this year. That is, 2 weeks before the majority of deputies of the Assembly's Municipal Affairs Commission refused to eliminate this figure established in Law 37 of the 29th of June of 2009, decentralisation. According to the website of the Comptroller, 30 mayors and 172 representatives of Corrientes have taken advantage of this type of license since before being elected they work in various state institutions. The Supreme Court of Justice declared that it is unconstitutional for Corrientes representatives, their alternates, mayors and deputy mayors, to enjoy paid leave in order to exercise another function within the state. In a ruling on the 14th of March of 2020, under the presentation of Cecilio Sedalis, the magistrates unanimously declared that the phrase leave with pay, contained in Article 78-83 of Law 37 of June 29th of 2009, decentralisation, is unconstitutional. The ruling specifies that by establishing paid leave in favour of these authorities, a jurisdictional privilege is created in favour of these officials and to the detriment of other people who are in the same situation. In fact, according to the website of the Comptroller General of the Republic, 172 representatives of a total of 679 in the country and 30 mayors of a total of 81 have this prerogative. The state spends about $3.9 million annually in the payment of these licenses, and the majority of the beneficiaries are from the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, as in the case of Alex Lee, Mayor of Cologne, who receives, in addition to his income as mayor, $1,200 from the Panama Maritime Authority. According to the court, there is a clear violation of Article 19 of the Constitution, which states that there will be no jurisdictions or privileges. The contested words, adds the ruling, entail an unfair limitation or restriction or unfavourable treatment for those who are in the same position. The magistrates also point to a clear violation of Article 302 of the Constitution by allowing this group of officials to receive a salary without having worked, since it is an obligation of public servants to personally perform the function for which they have been designated. In addition, Article 303 of the Magna Carta provides that officials may not receive two or more salaries paid by the state. It adds that the quoted text is clear enough to categorically reject the duplication of salary for officials or hold positions that require simultaneous work shifts. This decision demolishes practices such as that of the current director of the National Decentralization Authority, the AND, this is Francisco Vigil, who works as a full-time and permanent professor at the Faculty of Law and Political Sciences of the Autonomous University of Chiriquí, with a salary of $4,748.28. In parallel, since 2019, Vahil, who was mayor of David for 15 years, earns another $4,000 as director of the AND, whose headquarters are in Panama City. He recently announced that he would divest himself of this prebend. The lawyer Roberto Ruiz Diaz, who promotes the revocation of the mandate of the mayor of Panama, José Luis Fábrega, presented on Monday a request to the magistrates of the Tribunal Electoral to clarify whether supporting the revocation could be a cause to expel adherents from their parties. Ruiz Diaz appeared Monday morning at the headquarters of the Tribunal Electoral in Ancon because people who want to sign the revocation of Fábrega fear that this will be used as grounds to expel them from their group. "I think it's a well-founded fear. That's why I'm going to talk to the Tribunal Electoral to clarify whether supporting the recall can be grounds for expelling a member of a party," he said. When asked if that expulsion would be illegal, the jurist indicated that definitely, because you are attacking the freedom of expression of the person, the autonomy of the parties, that is, the one has to have the right to be able to support. He added that a political party in Panama cannot force one of its adherents not to support initiatives. Ruiz Diaz presented this request 9 days after the formal start of the signature collection period for the recall process. Citizens will be able to use various methods to sign, visit the Tribunal Contigo website, go to the Tribunal Electoral headquarters and use the multi-service kiosk that the entity has at various points. They will also be able to sign physical books in areas that lack connectivity, a mobile application on activists' phones and mobile application at stationary posts outside the central offices of the entity in a district of Panama. According to the entity, 198,920 signatures must be collected, which represents 30% of the electoral roll of the district of Panama. And sticking with the mayor, a group of citizens presented on Monday a lawsuit before the Supreme Court of Justice against the construction process of the new seafood market. Luis Pinedo from Consulta Ciudadana said that the group filed the lawsuit against the construction of the new seafood market in the coastal strip because this process violated many laws. Pinedo explained that among the violations that he can mention is the one related to the endorsement in Panama Compras, which does not exist. Nor do they exist the endorsement of the Comptroller General of the Republic and the interinstitutional contract between the Ministry of Economy and Finance and the Mayor's Office of Panama. The finca was acquired by the Mayor, José Luis Fábrega, without proper competition, which is exclusive to the Municipal Council of Panama and not the Mayor, he emphasized. That acquisition of Fábrega, said Pinedo, caused the adjudication process to be null because it assumes that a staff that has no competence has acquired a finca. Pinedo pointed out that for the construction of the new seafood market, the steps required by Panamanian law must be followed. Beyond having skipped the citizen consultation, the laws cannot be skipped in an expense of $50 million from the City of Panama. The new market project, which is an initiative of Fábrega, will cost approximately $40 to $50 million. The building generated controversy after it became known that the citizen consultation to continue with the initiative was held in November, in fact, November the 11th of 2021, with 22 residents of the Caledonia Township. And that's it. There we go. That's some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's Breakfast Show.